CSUK.
Try it again.
You're listening to CSUK.
I'm kidding.
You're listening to CSUK 93.9 FM Smith's Community Radio, and the Evelie Show, and our theme today is beer.
Canadian beer, to be specific.
Stop. Your voice is loud in this microphone.
I'll turn it down. There you go. How's that?
There we go.
Better? Okay, Canadian beer. I think it's the national, probably National Day of Canadian Beer. It's also Pierogi Day. Did you know that?
Cool.
Tomorrow is Curious Day, and I believe it's even Sight Day.
Why didn't they have pierogies tonight? Not.
I had no idea because I didn't look this up until today. But yeah, we had pierogies yesterday. You're right.
No.
Day before yesterday.
Yeah.
I lose track. They all kind of run into each other, you know. Okay, well, let's get into the theme. Let's start off with, there's always been this thing about Canada and the difference between Canada and other countries, and specifically the United States, and there always the thought was that Canadian beer was stronger and better than American beer.
Okay.
So that kind of makes me think of this whole thing about I am Canadian. There was a beer ad from Molson Canadian, which was at the time owned by a Canadian company. Now it's not owned by a Canadian company anymore, which is kind of funny and sad. But the ad goes sort of like this.
Hey, I'm not a lumberjack or a fur trader, and I don't live in an igloo or eat blubber or own a dog sled. And I don't know Jimmy, Sally, or Susie from Canada, although I'm certain they're really, really nice. I have a prime minister, not a president. I speak English and French, not American, and I pronounce it about, not a boot. I can proudly sew my country's flag on my backpack. I believe in peacekeeping, not policing, diversity, not assimilation, and that the beaver is a truly proud and noble animal. A toque is a hat, a Chesterfield is a coach, and it is pronounced Zed, not Z-Z. Canada is the second largest landmass, the first nation of hockey, and the best part of North America. My name is Joe, and I am Canadian.
Thank you.
It's short. It's sweet. Gets to the point. And there's been an update to that one. Is it the first time for you seeing that one?
No.
You've seen it before?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, there's a new one, and it goes sort of like this.
Hey, I know it's in our nature to cut a guy some slack, give him the benefit of the doubt, like maybe he was confused or just joking or just maybe really needed a double-double. But this isn't that guy. These aren't those people, and those are not the Rockies. They make a lot of mistakes. They mistake our modesty for meekness, our kindness for consent, our nation for another star on their flag, and our love of a hot, cheesy poutine with their love of a hot, cheesy Putin. They think they can bully us, threaten us, and push us around. But they do not know us. That artificially drawn line they keep talking about, not artificial, and it's not on a map. It's right here. This is the land that Terry ran, the land that Gord sang about. This is the birthplace of peanut butter and ketchup chips and yoga pants. It is the land of universal health care and the bench clearing for all, of innovation and optimism and getting her done. The land of the peacekeeper and the Shawinigan handshake. Are we perfect? No, but we are not the 51st anything. We are the first to unite in a crisis, the first to build bridges, not walls, and the first to stand on guard for thee. My name is Jeff, and we are Canadian.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good. Another one.
And it showed that goal that Connor McDavid scored in the...
it was great. It's awesome. Of course. All right. Well, now that we've set that straight, Let's get into one of those things that Canadians are very proud of, the beer. Let's do a track from Real Big Fish.
What song do you want to hear, Dan?
Beer!
She never cared and that she never will. I'll do it all again. I guess I'll have to wait until then. And if I get drunk, well, I'll pass out on the floor now, baby. You won't bother me no more. And if you're drinking, well, you know that you're my friend. And I say, I think I'll have myself a beer. Changed her mind. Uh-huh. Well, I should have known it wouldn't be alright. But I can't live without her, so I won't even try. And if I get drunk, then I'll pass out on the floor now, baby. You won't bother me no more. No. And if you're drinking, well, you know that you're my friend, and I say, I think I'll have myself a beer. Of what to say, or maybe next time I'll remember what to do. She looks like heaven, maybe this is all. Said she'd do it all again, promise not to tell. Yeah! If I get drunk, well, I'll pass out on the floor now, baby. You won't bother me no more. No, oh, she said, it's okay. You know we'll be good friends. And I say, I think I'll have myself a beer.
Everybody!
That's Real Big Fish. It's a California band that has been around since 1992. Just out of LA they started from. They're like a surf band. Anyway, or surf? No, they're a ska band. That's what that is. Let's go with Weezer. I didn't know this was a beer song either. I know. You know this song a lot. But this is maybe a different video. But I'm going to listen to the lyrics. You listen to the lyrics too and see if there's a reference to beer in here. Because maybe it is.
Try
1994, and there is beer references in there. Your Heine is taking up room in my icebox. Heine is short for Heineken, which is a brand of beer. How about that? Didn't know that. All right. You mentioned that there was a while back. We must have did this theme in past years.
Yeah.
Because there's one called, there's a standard sea shanty called The Drunken Sailor. And Irish Rovers did it, but you like the one that is an animation, and there's one that's done by the Dance Fruits. Ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
With a drunken sailor, what do we do with a drunken sailor? What do we do with a drunken sailor early in the morning? What do we do with a drunken sailor? What do we do with a drunken sailor? What do we do with a drunken sailor early in the morning? Way, hey, and up she rises, way, hey. Up she rises, way, hey, and up she rises early in the morning. Early in the morning. What do we do with a drunken sailor? What do we do with a drunken sailor? What do we do with a drunken sailor? Early in the morning. What do we do with a drunken sailor? What do we do with a drunken sailor? What do we do with a drunken sailor? Thank you.
she rises way, hey, and up she rises way, hey, and up she rises early in the morning. Way, hey, and up she rises way, hey, and up she rises way, hey, and up she rises early in the morning. What do we do with a drunken sailor? What do we do with a drunken sailor? What do we do with a drunken sailor early in the morning?
That's the Dance Fruits with the Drunken Sailor. All right, I'm not going to do Smash Mouth. Mm-mm. Nope, nope, nope. How about, I don't know. I can't remember if this was a good one. Psycho Stick? Beer?
I don't know.
I like beer because it is good. I drink beer because I should. If there was a song to sing, I sing it and beer you drink. I drink beer when I am sad, cause the beer, it makes me glad. Now there's nothing left to say, so let's go drink beer.
Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good! And stop! Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good!
Let's go drink some beer!
Is Psycho Stick from Tempe, Arizona. They're like a metalcore band, comedy metalcore band. So they do that kind of style of music, but they do kind of funny stuff, like burping and stuff. All right, let's try this one. This one's Fiddler here on CSK. We'll be right back. Guess we're gonna have to bleep that one. Yeah, that was cheap beer. So I once had a shirt.
Yo, what's good, people? Check out my.
It wasn't me, but it was someone else that had a shirt that said, "Friends don't let friends drink cheap beer," and that's basically the premise of the song and end of the video is that you know, don't drink cheap beer. It's so much so that the guy blew up someone's house because he couldn't help himself from drinking cheap beer. All right, so let's see. There's the Tim Hicks one about strong beer. Should we do that one? And then there's Beck. And then we'll say goodbye.
Okay.
All right, let's do this. This is Tim Hicks, Stronger Beer.
Smartest, you eat M&M's, and you think all our money looks pretend. Yeah, we got Bryan Adams, hey, you got Bruce Springsteen, but we can't drink in bars when we're just 19. You got Brad Pitt, but we got Keanu Reeves, but we got the best lake fishing, you best believe. Yeah, you make fun of us cause we spell color with a U. You think you're all that, Mr. Red, White, and Blue. We say hey, you say y'all. Yeah, we both got pro football. Except we got big balls and a longer field. We say Z, you say Z. Sure, we watch all your TV. You got a stronger. Dunkin' Donuts, we got Timmy's. We got more land, but bro, you got more cities. You sure love the NFL, MLB, and the NBA. But to the great white north, hockey is the only game. Hey, we say A, you say y'all. Yeah, we both got pro football. Except we got big balls and a long Z, you say Z, sure we watch on your TV. You got a stronger army down there, but men up here, we got stronger beer. So here's to you, my southern neighbor, all kidding aside. It takes me 6 beers to get pissed drunk, but for you, it takes 9, sucker.
Tim Hicks out of St. Catharines, Ontario. Been around since 2012. Country singer. And he references how Canadian football, because we have, you know, football not as in soccer, but, you know, the one with all long weird balls. Our football fields are longer and the balls are a little bit different size. But they're actually saying they're going to change the fields now. They want to make it so that it's the same size of field as Americans and... they're going to change where the touchdown thing, the metal field, the field goal thing, whatever, the big stand thing where you had to kick the ball through.
Yeah.
They're going to move it back behind the line, which I think right now it's at the line. So they're kind of making it more American, U.S.
Why?
Because they say they want to be able to play Canadian football in the States, which I don't know. I don't think it's going to really happen, but... Anyway, I don't know. I don't understand why, but it sounds like something that they're going to do.
Yeah.
One last song. Do you want to go out and say goodbye and thank a sponsor.
Bye, everybody, and you're listening to CICK 93.9 FM Smith Community Radio. And the sponsor I'd like to thank is Nature's Pantry.
Sweet. Okay, well, this is Beck. I didn't know Beck had a beer song, but here it is. This is Beer Can.
Singing like this. Why no throwing frisbees at the sun? Put my soul between the bone. Now I'm running, now I'm drunk. Now I'm running like a flaming pig.
Oh yeah.
Scraping off the attitude. Old man eating all my food. Don't be kind, don't be rude. Just shake your boots and let it all get loose. Just shake your boots and let it all get loose.